This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. House Speaker Mike Johnson is among those traveling to court today with Donald Trump. Michael Cohen's expected back on the stand today, a day after he linked Donald Trump to a hush money scheme. The AP's Julie Walker is covering the trial.
Donald Trump's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, told jurors Monday about the $130,000 payment he made to Stormy Daniels in 2016 so that she would stay quiet about what she says was a sexual encounter with Trump, which he denies. Cohen testifying that Trump told him if the news got out during the election, women would hate him, and that the story was about to get out in the Daily Mail and she had to be paid. Cohen says Trump told him he'd be paid back. Prosecutors say Trump paid Cohen back, labeled it legal expenses to cover up the hush money deal. Trump denying those charges. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The weather is going to be pleasant on the West Coast today, but much of the East is going to get thunderstorms. They could be severe storms across parts of Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina, maybe tornadoes in some areas. The people are under attack. That's what Ukraine's President Zelensky told Secretary of State Antony Blinken this morning, as Blinken popped up in Kyiv to reassure the Ukrainians that the U.S. still stands with them in their battle against Russia.
We know this is a challenging time. But we also know that in the near term, the assistance is now on the way. Some of it's already arrived. More of it will be arriving. And that's going to make a real difference against the ongoing Russian aggression on the battlefield.
An AP investigation has found that some police across the U.S. violated guidelines for safely restraining people in hundreds of deadly encounters that did not involve a gun. Some of the actions were to protect somebody, but others were harder to explain. This is AP News. Waymo's under investigation.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking into crashes involving Waymo's self-driving systems. Waymo was once Google's self-driving vehicle unit. The government agency says on its website that it's received 22 reports of Waymo vehicles either crashing or doing something that may have violated traffic laws when the automated driving system was engaged. And it says it's opened at least 4 investigations of vehicles in the past month. 17 of those incidents were crashes, but no injuries were reported. Waymo vehicles were reported to have hit stationary objects such as gates, chains, or parked vehicles, and that incident occurred shortly after the Waymo driving system behaved unexpectedly near traffic control devices. All companies with self-driving or partially self-driving vehicles are required to report all crashes to the federal government. Donna Water, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.